720 WGN. Mayor Lightfoot joined the Lisa Dent Show yesterday. We were talking about her budget, among many other things. I don't think she won that $1 billion last night. The budget would definitely be fatter. We talked about that. But this is what she had to say when it came to the budget for the Chicago Police Department.
You can't play it both ways. You can't say, I'm pro-law enforcement, I'm pro-public safety, and not support the budget and the revenues.
All right, who are you talking about? Mayor, who are you talking about? Who's saying that and doing that? Who are you talking about?
Well, there's a lot of them. There's the alderman of the 19th Ward. There's aldermen on downtown, the first and second, I'm sorry, the second ward. There's a number of them who say, I'm pro-law enforcement, I'm pro-police, but don't support the budget.
Alderman Matt O'Shea, I do believe she was talking about you when she mentioned the 19th Ward.
How are we doing?
Doing well. Did you listen to our interview with Mayor Lightfoot yesterday?
Oh, I heard about it. I have a lot of 19th Ward constituents that are fans of your show, Lisa.
Oh, that's good to hear. And you've got a lot of constituents who work for the police department, the fire department, their first responders. And, of course, I always know that you stand up strongly for them. So what is it you want to see changed about the budget? Because there was an increase. What more do you want?
Well, any conversation, we need to look at this from the big picture, Lisa. I can't vote for a budget that fails to address our city police hiring crisis. We're going to have another 1,000-plus officers walk out the door this year. We're going to hire less than 700. That's four straight years where twice as many are walking out that are coming in. And once again, this budget fails to address that.
So would you like to see more money spent on policing than the mayor's budget? Less money? Or what is it? Where's the? I understand the priorities, but talk to me dollars and cents.
Well, I think we need to talk about crime statistics. Since this mayor took office, carjackings are up nearly 100%. Murders up more than 30%. Theft is up more than 30%. Whether it's actual statistics or perception, Steve, our city is in a public safety crisis. And we're on our fourth budget here where we're not doing everything we can to try to hire more police officers. We need, you know, I introduced piece of legislation nearly 6 months ago offering hiring incentives. I don't even have a meeting on the books on it. So if we're serious about trying to combat the senseless gun violence in our city, the carjackings, what are we doing to try to hire more police officers?
So if those incentives were in the mayor's budget, you would vote for it?
That would be a great start. You know, in this budget, there's allocation to purchase helicopters, which I've been talking about for years with several of my colleagues. Steve, we're not getting those helicopters till 2024. By my estimation, we're going to have nearly 2,000 carjackings between now and 2024.
But it is in the budget to buy the helicopters, right?
Well, it's in the budget. It hasn't gone to procurement, and it takes a year to get your helicopters. So, yeah, it's a start. I'd like to point out, I was in a meeting at the mayor in April with several of my colleagues in upper police brass, and we were told by the mayor that she had a fully equipped helicopter being donated.
Matt O'Shea is the alderman representing the 19th Ward. We had a conversation with Mayor Lori Lightfoot yesterday. Part of that conversation was about the Chicago Police Department budget, which has been bumped up to $1.94 billion next year. And then there's an article in the Trip today, Matt, that says, you know, the CPD, actually, if you look at the full budget, the true cost is over $3 billion because there are different facets, like the fleet of vehicles or helicopters that are put in another budget bucket.
Yeah, we're buying more police vehicles, which is terrific, and they're needed. But we don't have enough police officers to occupy them. And this budget, once again, does not address that problem. We've got to boost hiring. We've got to do what other major cities are doing, offering incentives.
So how much more do you want in that budget than what's there right now?
I can't put a figure on it, but Lisa, I can't even get a discussion on it. And the other issue we have is, what are we doing about the continued stress we're putting on our officers, which is forcing more officers to walk away from the job? We have an issue with hiring, and we have an issue with retaining. And there's nothing in this budget. You know, that piece of legislation myself and several colleagues introduced last year on minimum amount of days off, that hasn't been adhered to. You know, we should have something codified by law protecting time off for our officers, helping them with their mental wellness.
We still don't have that. Right. According to this article today, they said between 2012 and 2021, the city budgeted for about $720 million in CPD overtime, but spent $1.2 billion. And they suggest that if the current trends continue, the department is on pace to overspend its 2022 overtime budget by $65 million. I think we all know that there needs to be more police officers, but does this budget, this $1.9 billion, not address it? Is there nothing in that budget that will help more police officers be hired?
We need to look at incentives. We continue to use the same playbook for 3 years, and we continue to see twice as many officers leaving as coming on the job. And every police district has less police officers. Every police district has a higher rate of crime. I mean, look at those statistics. Everybody, I don't care what neighborhood you're in, feels that this city is not a safe place. That's not drama. That's fact or perception. But to every one of my constituents, that's all I hear. And when I talk to my colleagues, that's all they hear.
Would you go so far as to say that the residency requirement should be waived in the city?
No, that would be devastating. That our tax base would leave the city.
And what you want, though, you have suggested in the past, this is Alderman Matt O'Shea, is that you want housing incentives, correct, for new hires?
Correct.
What's going to happen? Do you think the mayor's budget is going to pass?
I would guess she probably will have the votes, but I can't in good conscience, representing my community, support a budget that doesn't address public safety.
I want one more from you before you go. One of the people charged in the Danny Golden shooting was in court today, Bryant Hayes, 22-year-old, and the judge in his case extended the ruling saying no bail for him. I would imagine that is good news to you and to the people in your neighborhood.
Steve, Lisa, myself, and more than 150 19th Ward residents and Chicago police officers packed the Layton Criminal Courts building, the courtroom, the hallway, and the lobby. It was an overwhelming response in support of Danny Golden, the Golden family, and all the men and women of the Chicago Police Department. I was very relieved that Judge Kenworthy did rule to keep Brian Hayes incarcerated. His next court date, along with the two other offenders, will be on December the 12th, and I'll be there that day with an army if that's what's needed.
Alderman O'Shea, thank you for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show.
Lisa, thank you very much.
Professor of Communication at NIU, David Gunkel, joins us next. We're talking about Twitter, the changes. Does Elon Musk really have a way to make that work? Was it worth $44 billion? That and more after Steve's news on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.